Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to begin in Clare, that story that you just heard from Brian at the end of the news bulletin there, the search for a young boy missing at the Cliffs of Moher, which is just about to be resumed now. It was suspended yesterday due to adverse conditions. The boy has been missing since Tuesday. Pat Flynn is a Clare-based journalist. He joins me on the line now. Pat, can you bring us up to date with what's happening?
Good morning, Philip. Yes, the search will resume this morning. As you know, and as we heard in the bulletin, a 12-year-old boy missing since Tuesday. We believe he was visiting the area with his family, got separated from his family. They went looking for him. When there was no sign of him, they returned to the visitor centre and they raised the alarm. And that's when the land, air and sea search was mounted. That continued most of the day Tuesday. Conditions weren't great at all, with 5 and 6 foot waves at the base of the cliff. As I say, it's a land, air and sea search. No one knows where this boy is, so every precaution is being taken in terms of the search area. So yesterday, the Garda divers arrived down. They also carried out a shoreline search at the base of the cliff with no trace. And Clare Civil Defence launched their drones at the cliff top. Yesterday, particularly, the weather was very bad, low cloud, a lot of mist. That definitely hampered operations, and the search then was suspended last night, resuming this afternoon or this morning late when the tide is low, because that's the best time for the shoreline searches to take place. And today, Civil Defence drone operators from Clare will be joined by 2 units from Cork Civil Defence, 1 unit from Kerry Civil Defence. They'll travel to Clare. They're due here in Ennis in the next half hour or thereabouts. And 2 units, one from Galway, one from Mayo, will carry out searches in the vicinity of Galway Bay, because there were southerly winds yesterday. And if there's a chance that the boy was in the sea, the southerly winds, of course, were going up the coastline. So the search today, for the most part, will be shoreline searches, clifftop searches, in the hope, of course, of finding some trace of this young boy.
Do we know anything else about the circumstances in which he went missing?
We don't. We believe he was separated from his family, and, you know, thousands upon thousands of people visit the Cliffs of Moher every single day. It is the most visited natural attraction in Ireland, the second most popular visitor attraction in Ireland. So there are thousands of people visiting every day. And we believe this is a family from overseas. They had been enjoying the sights, and we believe that the young boy became separated from the family. And when they realised he was no longer in their group or with them, they started to search for him. And when there was no trace, then they went back to the visitor centre, a nice little trek back to the visitor centre to raise the alarm.
Okay. And from what you're describing there, it really does look like a very large-scale operation.
It certainly is. A lot of volunteer hours going into this. This is what these volunteer groups do, of course, and they love their work and they work hard at it. And, of course, technology has changed over the years, where we now have a lot of drone teams involved in this, so a lot more ground can be covered, and safely as well, very importantly. So quite a big operation today, with the Civil Defence teams gathering in Ennis and moving on to take up positions along the Clare coastline during the course of the day, and the Doolan Coast Guard cliff team will be walking the cliff top again today to find any trace of the boy.
Pat, thank you very much for joining us with that. We'll take a break now, but when we come back to Washington for consideration of the Israeli Prime Minister's visit to the US Capitol yesterday.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.